message for this time is entitled, Faith Overcame. Faith Overcame. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Father in heaven, Lord, as I stand in the gap, use me, Lord, as the instrument that you have chosen at this time. Simple and feeble as I may be, Lord, I pray that as I stand in the gap and present your words to your people, each one of us will be blessed, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Faith overcame. The Christian walk, you would say, is not just an ordinary walk. It takes courage, it takes determination, and it takes great faith to walk with the Lord. Hebrews, the 11th chapter that we just use for our scripture reading. Verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 6 says, without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Without faith, the Bible says, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he, God, is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So those of us who diligently seek the Lord, he will reward us someday. And so sure, we know that. And so today, great men and women of old exercise their faith in God. And verse 8 and verse 9 of the scripture reading tells us, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. But by faith he sojourned into a land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Abraham, by faith, was asked of God to go into a strange country. He didn't know where he was going, but the Bible said that he obeyed God and he sojourned into the land of promise. That took great faith for Abraham to just leave where he was and to journey into a country not knowing where he was going, not knowing anything about this new place. It took faith for him to believe. And not only believe, but this belief was an action word, because he went to this strange place. And so that is faith. And verse 17 also says, also of the same Abraham, speaking about faith here. He says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son. Abraham offered up his only son, Isaac. But when he was about to make Isaac the sacrifice, God provided the sacrifice. Because of faith. Abraham had the faith. He didn't know of a fact whether God would have provided the sacrifice. All that he knew, that he was asked to offer up Isaac, his only begotten son, and that he did. That was great faith. Verse 29. There's some other very faith-speaking passages in this faith chapter of the Bible. Verse 29. It says, by faith they passed through the Red Sea, and as by dry and as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. This passage speaks of the children of Israel as they passed through the Red Sea. God parted the Red Sea and made it dry land. That took faith when the Egyptians were behind. The Red Sea were in front, mountains on both sides. I sure the Israelites might have think that that's the end of them. But God provided a way out. By faith, he asked Moses to stretch forth the rod, and the Red Sea parted. And by faith, they went through. Not only that they went through, but the Bible says that they went through on dry land. Where water once was all lifetime, it became dry land. Because faith was exercised, and the children of Israel passed through. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. These was no mean walls. They were very thick. We can read about them over in the Old Testament. It says, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. 7 days. After that, the children, Jericho, they march around the walls of Jericho, not saying anything for 6 days. And on the seventh day, the wall came down by what they were commanded to do. It took faith for them to believe that they were supposed to do what they did. It took faith, brethren. And faith is the key in the Christian walk, because the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. We cannot just please God, just ordinary. It takes great faith. And one Bible patriot that we know very well of is Job. Job was a man of great faith. And in Job, the 13th chapter and the 15th verse, even though Job was going through all these difficulties, Job, under the inspiration, he says, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. That is great faith, because all that Job was going through, he says, though he slay me, I will still put my trust in you. That is faith. That Job had a lot of faith in God. That's why Job stood firm. Job stood firm. He stand tall like a giant. And today, brethren, we can do the same. We can stand tall. We can stand firm. We can face the problems, the trials, the difficulties of life that we go through, because they will come every day to test us. But we can face them if we put our trust and our confidence in the living God. Amen. He is going to see us through. We can't put our trust in man. We can't put our trust nowhere else. Put our trust in the hands of God, and God is going to see us through. Because he never fails. He never changes his mind. And God is a God in whom we can trust. The faith chapter continues. He says in verse 24 and verse 25, he says, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Amen. Brethren, this verse speaks volume. Verse 25. It says here that Moses choosing rather to suffer affliction. It means Moses rather to suffer hardship, to suffer whatever it takes to be with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. For you know why? The pleasures of sin will only last for a time. Sweet and exciting as it may be, it will only last for a time. But to serve God, it is forevermore. That's why Moses rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin. You recognize what the Bible says? For a season. It will only last for a season. And when there is a season, it is in and then it's gone. So the pleasures of this world will only be for a time. And so if you want to enjoy the pleasures of this world, it will only mark you be for a time. But with God, it will be forevermore. Yes. Brethren, the admonition for us today is to serve God. Serve Him. Trust Him. Put our faith and our trust in God. Why should we do that? Because He is no ordinary God. He is a God that has gone to prepare for us a place. He says in verse 10 of the scripture reading, He says, "For He looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God." The builder and maker of this city is God. What a beautiful special that we had, that pearly white city that John saw coming down. The builder and maker of this city is God. That city that God has gone to prepare for us. Someday soon, He's coming to redeem His children and to take us into this city that He has gone to prepare for us. That's why He says in John 14, verse 1 to 10, John 14, verse 1 to 3, it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, that where I am, there ye may be also." Comforting words. Words of great promise by Jesus. These are words that He have left with us. These are words that we should hold dear to our heart. Why? Because we know that someday soon He's coming to take His children back with Him. Jesus is coming. Amidst the great discouragement, amidst the turmoil, amidst all the confusion in this world, we need to make sure that we have faith in God. Amen. Put our faith solely in God, because God is going to see us through. He has seen these patriots of old through, and if he has done it for them, show that He can do it. He will do it for us. Amen. If He has done it for those in the past, He'll do it for us, because we are His children, just like all these others who have gone on before in this faith chapter. And these are only some that the Bible has recorded in the faith chapter. And what I like about this faith chapter is that not only the faith chapter tells us about the patriots who were basically, who was on good terms and who walked with the Lord closely, but the faith chapter gives us some idea about those who we think might not have made it into the kingdom. So it gives us an idea and an opportunity that no matter how far we have gone in sin, put our faith and our trust in God, and He is going to take us through. Amen. If you look at verse 31 of this chapter, the Bible says in verse 31, let's read together. It says, "By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not, when she had received the spies with peace." Amen. You know why Rahab was recorded in the faith chapter? Do you know why? Because Rahab is one that will be in the earth made new. Rahab, we know that the Bible speaks about Rahab. Rahab was before a prostitute. Rahab did all sorts of wicked things. But Rahab now have an opportunity. Rahab is here recorded in the faith chapter. Who else is recorded in the faith chapter? Look in the following verse. The following verse speaks of Samson. It speaks of David. These are two men. We knew what happened to Samson. When Samson left the Israelites and went down to Timnath and got himself mixed up with the Philistine, lost his eyesight, he died with them because he gave away the secret of his strength. But Samson is recorded in the faith chapter. David did such naughty thing when, because he wanted to hide adultery, he got rid of Uriah. Nathan the prophet had to draw it to his attention. He got rid of Uriah. David did naughty things, but David is here recorded in the faith chapter. Brethren, these are only three that I've mentioned, but other places in the Bible, there are persons that have done wrong and they have made it right. They have made it right because of faith. You see, we need to have that faith to believe that God will reward us if we diligently seek him. Amen. That's the key. We must diligently seek the Lord. And if we diligently seek him, he's going to take us from where we are, lift us out of the gutter, and put us on a higher plane. Amen. That's what he's going to do. But it's the old enemy. The old enemy will make us feel as if that we are no good. But the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary's cross is enough to save the vilest sinner and make us whole again. Amen. That blood that flows from Calvary, as he says, it reaches to the lowest valley and it pulls us up. And no matter how dirty we are, we can be washed and become as white as snow through the blood of Jesus. I'm going to look at the last part of this passage, because today my message was not a long message, but it was a message that I show that God has directed us and we'll gain much from it. The last part of the message, from verse 36 down to Hebrews 12 and verse 2. The Bible says, and I'll read while you follow. It says, and others had trials of cruel mockings and scourging, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskin and goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in desert and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided something better for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. I'm going to stay there before I go over, because we need to unravel the word of God, and so that you know exactly what especially these last two verses are speaking about. The Bible says here, and these having obtained a good report. It says in another version, Brother Nick, lend me your version, because I think I read it in a version home, and it says that they were commended. Brother Nick's version, sorry. forgive me, my Brother Nick's Bible. That's what I'm going to say. Brother Nick's Bible, the New King James Version, right? Yes, I think that you mean. We know it. It says here in verse 39, and all these obtain, it says here, a good testimony through faith. They receive a good testimony before, through faith, did not receive the promise. What promise they did not receive? They haven't yet received the promise of being in heaven. Because why? Even though they have a good report, they have done what is right to faith, they have served God, they have not yet received that promise that God has prepared for us. Because it says, God having provided something better for us, that they're without us. So they're without us. We cannot be made perfect. So they would not gain the promise before us. All of us will gain the promise together. We are going to gain this promise together. So those who have long gone, the patriots and the prophets of old, who are now sleeping and resting in the dusty grave, those of us who are still alive, they are waiting for us so that all should be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Amen. That's what it is. And so you see, brethren, the Bible not only explains it in Thessalonians, but we can find it elsewhere in the Bible. It says that they without us should not be made perfect. What it tells us, brethren, time is running out. Those who are sleeping long in the dusty grave, they are ready to see the Lord. Those of us who are alive, I'm sure we are ready to see the Lord. So what on earth is holding us back? Let us do what we need to do. Finish the work so that we don't keep those who are sleeping in the grave sleeping much longer, so that Jesus will come and all of us will be raptured to see the Lord in the air. When I say rapture, to meet the Lord in the air. Amen. For I don't mean secret rapture. You know that. And I say rapture, to be taken up to meet the Lord in the air. That's what it says. They have a good report, but they have not yet received the promise. They got their report through faith. We having God have something provided for us better. It says, wherefore seeing that we also are compassed about with such great a cloud of witnesses. See, the Bible just goes on from one chapter. It spills right over into the next. It says, wherefore seeing that we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. He says, let us lay aside every weight. Let us lay aside the things that is keeping us back. Let us lay them aside. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does easily beset us. And let us run, the Bible says, with patience, the race that is set before us. Why? He says, look at what verse 2 is. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The author and finisher of our faith. Who for the joy that was set before us, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Brethren, the coming of the Lord is very near at hand. I cannot tell you how near it is, but all what I know, that it is very, very near, but the time I can't see, because no man know the time nor the hour. But what we need to do is to be ready to meet him when he comes. Because ready or not, I say, the Lord is coming. So if we are not ready, he will come. If we are ready, he will come. And so it is for us to make sure that we are ready to meet the Lord. And how can we be ready to meet the Lord? Put our faith, put our trust and our confidence in him. For those who seek the Lord diligently, he is a rewarder of them. Brethren, one of these days, the Lord is going to reward his children. He's going to reward each one of us, his children. Those of us who are faithful to the end. It is only those who are faithful to the end will be saved. And so, we are on the road now. We are on the pilgrim pathway now. But make sure that we don't fall off the road. Because why? It is only those that are saved to the end will gain the crown that the Lord has in store for us. We cannot halfway get into heaven. We got to make it right to the end. As I always said, the only pass mark to heaven is total 100. With God, it is not 80 or 90. It is 100. Because if we are 99, we are out of the kingdom. 99 won't do to get us in. It's either all for the Lord or none at all. Our God is a just God. Our God is a fair God. He has given this world ample time to prepare for his second return. And what we need to do is to look and wait, watch and be ready. Do the things that are necessary. The Bible says, lay aside the sins that are besetting us. Look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. And when he comes in the clouds of glory, our names will be called, and we will be home at last with Jesus. Won't you want to be with Jesus, brethren? This world is filled with too much corruption and all sorts of things for us. And now we live in it. And then when this world ends, to be burning in the fires of hell, it means then that we would have lost it both ways. We would have lost it both ways. To suffer the persecution and the trials of the world. You know what a joy it will be to suffer now. But in the earth made new, we'll be without pain, without sickness. All these little disease and this cold and you know, and flu and little arthritis and nigger, what arthritis you can call them, will be no more. There will be no more. Death will be no more. Every day it seems as if that there is a funeral. Thank God there will be no more funeral train in the sky, because we will be with Jesus. Death will be done away with. God's children will be alive forevermore. What a day that will be. Brethren, let us be faithful to meet Jesus when he comes. Father in heaven, Lord, your words have gone forth. We, your children, we long to see you. Father, I pray that you will make us, Lord, to be faithful. Help us, Lord, to be faithful, so that when you come in the clouds of glory, we'll see you as our King of Kings and Lords of Lords. Father, we thank you for what you have done for us in the past. Help us, dear God, as we sojourn and being pilgrims and strangers in this world, Lord, that we will do whatever we can by the aid of the Holy Spirit wooing us on. Father, we pray now that you will take charge of our lives and continue to bless and keep us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.